أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. وبه نستعين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is really a great blessing to sit down and discuss the gleaming words of Allah, al-Wahy al-Ilahi, Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, the living miracle that is between us. For those who love the Holy Qur'an, this will be like sweet as honey. And for those who are not concerned, it will be not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always had put the distinction between these two. And let's see a part of it within the chapter that we will be discussing today, inshallah ta'ala. The chapter of the day is Surah Al-Layl, chapter of Al-Layl, the night. It is number 92 of the Holy Quran, of the last juz', of the last section. It begins, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى والأنثى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى. And the rest of the chapter, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, we will finish it inshallah ta'ala. This chapter is among the chapters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had swore by the following. Now, why do people swear? And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing or in this chapter? We have several chapters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by certain things. And among them is the following. People usually swear because they would like to show you the importance of that issue. People usually swear because they think that they are not believed. And he swears in order to assure you that no, that is important. And I am telling the truth. I am not lying. And some people also, they do it in a mundane issue. They swear because, for instance, they would like to sell their product or whatever that they want to do in their life, which is a part of also to make you believe in what they're saying. However, let us go back to the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the Jahiliyyah. The time of the year at that time, people had their own words. And a lot of them, you see, again, with the same issue, if they wanted to prove something, they used to swear. And when they swear, that means that I am really telling you the truth. A lot of the Arabs, if they promised you something, maybe if they did not fulfill it, they didn't care. But those with honor, if they swore, they will stick by their words. Usually when they swear by something, that means that that thing is extremely important to me. For instance, I mean, it still is in the Middle East. They say, I swear to you with the head of my beloved child, firstborn. You know, Waras Ibni, means I swear to you by the head of my beloved child. You know, which means that that child is extremely important to them. Now, whether the issue is important, or when the person who is swearing by whatever that is important to them. The point is, he wants to prove to you that this thing is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes by beginning this chapter by swearing. Now, this chapter is among the chapters that came in Mecca prior to the Hijrah, according to the hadiths that it says. Once again, before I get into the chapter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by swearing by the night, when it spreads, by the day, when it enlightens, let's see what is the benefit of this chapter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever read this chapter, he will have the following. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him until he will be satisfied. من قرأ هذه السورة, whoever read this chapter, or whoever reads this chapter, God will give him until he is satisfied. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the difficulties out of him, out of his life. Third, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him at ease, makes his life easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, if somebody read it, like they say, about 20 times or so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him rich with his fadl, with Allah's sustenance. It said, if someone read it 15 or 20 times in his, before he goes to bed, he will not see in his dream but what he likes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him make him dream about the good things in his dream. He will not see bad things. Whoever prayed the Asha prayer, the last prayer, the Asha prayer, his prayer will be accepted, and as if he had read one fourth of the Holy Quran. SubhanAllah, you see, so it has many benefits. Even Imam al-Sadiq, salamullahi alayhi, gave a little, beside all of these benefits, he put a little physical aspect to it. He said, if it was read in the ear of a person who had fainted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him get back. Even if somebody was in a state of seizure, he would read it in his right ear, he will, or both ears maybe, one or two. It said, fi udun, read it in his ear, he will get up, inshallah ta'ala. So, in general, this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing and saying that being a miser is a bad thing. And everybody has their own way in life. Choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Choose good. Choose the way to the virtues which leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is giving a warning to those who do not and are miser and bad. And choose the vices versus the ways of virtues. SubhanAllah. So, let's go back again to the chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore with the night. The night that comes, idh yaghsha, and controls the place and spreads the darkness. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will layli idha yaghsha. Then he swears by the day. See, subhanAllah, truly look at the night. When the night comes, it comes and it spreads until you don't see anything. It's night, it's darkness, all the light is gone. And then in the morning, when day comes, it spreads and it takes all the darknesses away. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the customs that was between the Arabs of Jahiliyyah, of yore. But instead, of using an irrelevant thing. For instance, you know, I swear by my horse, I swear by my, you know, the head of my son, which is good, you know. I swear by my brother, my sister, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us reflect in this universe. There is a world in there. Don't be so narrow-minded. Open your spirit. Open your brain. Look at this cosmos. Think about this whole cosmos. Reflect. الَّذِينَ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Those who reflect in the heavens, the skies, and the earth. These are huge issues. These are things needs to be thought of, reflected, and studied. So you see the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing. And we have a hadith that says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing by the night, because once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went and drifted away to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, darkness had taken over. Why? Because Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi was not chosen as the rightful Khalifa. So therefore, he will become patient until the darkness go away. Also, in a continuation of the hadith, it says that al-Nahar, the day, is our al-Mahdi al-Qa'im, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. He comes and he takes that darkness away, and he puts the light on the face of the earth. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by the night when it comes, swore by the day when it spread and became light, and then swore by one more thing, وَمَا خَلَقَ, whatever he have created, الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى. SubhanAllah. He's saying, men, people, human being, women, ladies, whoever they are, you are, think everything in this universe is created in pairs, male and a female. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all created everything. He created all everything in two pairs. One is female, one is male, yet both of them are from the same gender. من نفس واحدة. For instance, a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدٍ. One spirit, one soul, one nafs. Yet this is a female, that is a male. SubhanAllah, that is a miracle by itself. That is a greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How come the same issue, the same thing, one is male, one is female, and so is everything else as you go. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us here something. He said, after all, no, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing? By the night, by the day, by everything that is male and female that he had created. He said, open your eyes. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Everything that you do has different dimensions. Different. Whatever you exert the effort for is different. Let me kind of here give a few examples. Everyone has a goal in their life, whether they are aware of it or they are not aware of it. If you ask anyone why you're doing this, well, of course, I'm doing it for the sake of Allah. Let's say that he's fasting, he's praying, he's going to Hajj. But when does it show why he's doing that? At the time of the test. At the time of the test, you see that no, the real goal, the real effort is for something else. And let's say, for instance, a person, well, where are you going? Well, I'm going to pilgrimage. I am going to Hajj. I am going to visit Allah's house. Okay, that's great. Let's see if either before the trip, someone comes with a $1 million deal. Does he refuse the deal of a... No. Every head is different. Maybe someone will come with a $10 million deal. A little quick business that only takes 4, 5, 6 days, and you will be $1 million richer. Would you cancel the trip? I said, well, no, listen, I have 1 more year. I go next year. Let me gain that $1 million. I built, God knows, maybe 5 mosques with it. I built 6 centers with it. I help with this hospital. I will, you know, subhanAllah, human being comes up with many, many, many excuses for themselves. So you see, at this moment, okay, maybe he is going to Hajj. It's not truly for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe he's going in order to let the people know that, okay, he's a haji. Let a lot of people, they take pride into the word being a hajj or haji or hajiya, you know, lady. Subhanallah, inna sa'ayakum lashatta. Now, some of you really try for the sake of good. Now, if we divide all of this effort up, it'll be divided into 2 different sections. One is for the sake of good, the other one for the sake of evil, for the sake of bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, he said, yes, your effort, when you exert an effort, although you have many dimensions, one of you is for the sake of money, others for the sake of land, third person for the sake of fun, another one for the sake of knowledge, which is really good now, but it's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything should be, even if it is for knowledge, it should be for the sake of Allah. Another person for the sake of fame, another person, God forbid, for the sake of gaining more, God forbid, woman in order to, and so forth. Position. So, 2 main groups, many goals, divides up into 2 main groups. One is good, one is evil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put a little bit more specification for these 2 groups. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. Whoever had exerted his efforts and gave his time by obedience, becoming obedience to Allah's rules and regulations. أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى. He gave obedience. Oh, now whether he gave also money, but that is only one aspect, you know. But he gave his time, he gave his obedience. وَاتَّقَى. He became pious. Pious in doing bad. In other words, he refrained himself. He stopped himself. Piety, muttaqi, prevents himself from doing bad. That is one. This is the first category of people who are obedient and muttaqi, hold themselves from doing bad. وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. And he believed in the good. He believed in the rewards. And believed in the hereafter. These are the factors of a good people. He is obedient. He prevents from himself from doing bad deeds. He believes in the hereafter, good, and the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. That he is a good person. This is the person with virtues. A nice person, a good person toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those people, I will give them something. What do ya Allah, O my Lord, or my beloved creator, what would you give me if I became with this category? He said, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Now, dunya or akhirah? In this dunya, what I will do is that I will make extra obedience easy for him. Now, this is very important. Brothers and sisters, sometimes you watch yourself. Why do you think sometimes when it's time for the prayer, it seems like the prayer is like a million pound ton of a brick on your shoulders? You just cannot get up and pray. Why? Why another time you feel that, well, praying is so simple, so easy. You just get up, make a wudu and pray. SubhanAllah, test yourself. Why? You know, sometimes watch this one. Whether you go to Husseiniyah or you go to a place where you listen to some God's words, whether in a time where you do a little bit of a good deed, see when the time of the prayer comes, how easy that is. Test yourself another time when you're watching a TV. Let's say one of these, God forbid, you know. Of course, you know, not everything is good, not everything is bad. Sometimes it's not news on television, you know, which is okay. Sometimes the film is not a good film that the person learns something out of. Sometimes a bad film, you know. Watch yourself. See when that spirit becomes dirty, ugly with that film. See when the time for the prayer comes. See how heavy it is for you to get up and pray. SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who worship, do good deed, give their time for their worship. Those who prevent themselves from doing bad deeds, and those who believe in the rewards and judgment day, I will make also a life of worship at ease for him. I make it easy for him. And then let's go to the other category. Always, we have two categories. SubhanAllah. The other categories, وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. Ya SubhanAllah. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. Completely opposite. And their reward will be opposite as well. Now, some person, as you said, they give their effort to do good. Some people, they withhold their efforts to do good. Bakhil, miser. Miser can be also in the efforts. As a matter of fact, that's all what we have is efforts, you know. Yes, money is outside of us, but effort is inside of us. That power is, at least, is closer to you than money. Money is in the bank, in your pocket somewhere, it's outside. But the energy and the effort is inside of you. So if you're a miser, by giving that effort that's inside of you, wastaghna, well, I'm rich. Why? Because, you know, what do I need? I have women, I have people to talk to, I have this to do, I have that. I have desires. And these desires are fulfilled. There's a lot of them, matter of fact, that I have. Wastaghna, I have a lot of them. You know? Staghna bishahawat ad-dunya. The desires of this world, forgetting about the hereafter. وكذب بالحسنى فأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى. And the one that he said, well, hereafter is not that sure. It could be a lie. Matter of fact, it is a lie. Some people, they say, well, all what it is this dunya. We die and that's it. We have nothing else. Those people are very dangerous. Those who do not believe in the hereafter, they are truly dangerous. Yes, subhanAllah. Only those who see Qiyamah, Judgment Day, vivid, and they engrave it in themselves that, well, Lord, I'm going to die one day, and I, God forbid, if I did bad, I will be facing the hellfire. If he believes in that, he will not do bad. But those who doesn't, of course, they do bad. So, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. They say that's a lie. Judgment Day, there's no rewards, there's no Judgment Day, there's no punishment, there is no heaven, there is no concrete hellfire. كَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do. He said, I will make obedience the hardest things, the heaviest things. He said, take a little lesson brothers, sisters, when you want to give your effort and time, give it generously for the sake of Allah, for the obedience. So Allah in turn will make the next steps easier and easier for you. Yes, subhanAllah. Whereas if you don't, and you use that effort for the... in other words, you are miser with your efforts, and you act rich with your desires. Well, I have all the desires that I need. The next steps will be tough. A person will not be succeeding in doing good deeds. Not only that. فَسَنَيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. I will not only make life tough for him as far as obedience for worship is concerned, but also وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. Now if he acted rich, well, I have a lot of money. Why do I need a lot, like a lot of people that I know? What do they say? They say, if I died, well, I have about $10 million in the bank. What I will do is I'll specify about $100,000, and maybe my son will give it to someone to pray it for me and fast it for me. $100,000 is a lot of money. Completely forgetting. SubhanAllah. This tawfiq, this success is in Allah's hand. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do this, so I'll give you the success. You do this, I will not give you success. I will make it difficult. I will make it not easy. I mean, God forbid, your son may inherit the money, and then you think he's going to say, well, my dad, he did not pray a single day of his life. I'm going to go and spend some money in order to let him pray. Nay, for that. You see, that, you know, as I said, sometimes it may happen that way. God forbid, of course. You know, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى. Even if he died, if he became in a state of perdition, halak, his money will not be helpful for him. Yes, subhanAllah. You know, there is a story that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi happened during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. There was a man by the name of Ad-Dahdah. He bought a tree, palm tree, in which it was in the garden of one of the mu'min brothers. Yeah, of course. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the mu'mins, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, the reason why he bought that was to bother him, because when he has one tree in a garden, suddenly he's inside the garden. The man said, I'm sorry, yes, you have one tree, it is yours, I have no objection, but you know, there is for instance another 100 trees, it's mine. Please, when you come in, at least ask permission, because I will ask my wife, my daughters, my whoever they are, to go and cover up. And he said, no, this is mine. I will come whenever I want. Whatever I desire, want to do with my tree, I will come and do. So he complained. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I have this garden. I have sold one tree. This man by the name of Abid Dahdah, he owns one tree in my garden. And this is what he's doing. All that I'm asking is to ask, knock. I'm coming in. I will tell my wife, I will tell my children, please go inside. So at least they will not be seen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, he said, no, I will not do that. This is my tree. I said, okay, if you let me, I would like to buy this tree from you with a tree in heaven. SubhanAllah, a promise Rasulullah is given him. And when Rasulullah gives a promise, that means that Allah has given him the promise. But SubhanAllah, some people, they do not have that heart. You see, this is what I mean by tawfiq, for a good deed. He did not have the success to good deed. You know why some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lets them have more success? Because they have done something here. The key to it was here. So it opened the door for him. So he'll have a good deed. And that's very important, brothers and sisters. Always think about, what am I supposed to be doing now that will open another door, chain door, in order to go this good deed, that good deed, and it's easy too for me. You know, writing a book, for instance. Is writing a book something easy? Building a hospital, building a center, embracing an orphan, any good deed that you can think of, capable or not capable, subhanAllah. Or even for those who do not have money, I will go to Husainiyah. Today is the birth of Al-Hujjah, Ajallahu Ta'ala, Rajul Sharif. Let me go a place to sit down. That is a success. Allah will open the doors because a person have done something before. And if you do something like these, subhanAllah, even a tree in the heaven, you will be deprived because of your inner. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, I will give you, he went up to 40, he said, I'll give you 40 trees. He said, no. He said, okay, then I'll give it all to the man, you know, subhanAllah. Many, many gardens Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam promised Abu Dahdah. He did not agree. Is that a success? SubhanAllah. So, if a person gave his time or effort or money and he was pious, three conditions, he gave his time or money, he was pious and he believed in the hereafter, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make life easy for him. If no, he was miser in time or money. If he didn't care, he acted rich, followed his desires, he did not prevent himself from doing bad deeds. وَكَذَّبَ He belied, he said, heaven is, that's a lie, after we, you know, judgment day is a lie. There is no reward, in other words. He said, reward is a lie. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes life and success for him difficult. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the first group. Said, Lord, please give us that success. In order to be good, in order to exert our efforts in the good, in order to be able to be generous, in order to be pious, and in order to strengthen our belief for the hereafter. Lord, get us closer to the teachers of the Holy Quran. Lord, let our hearts be enlightened by the Holy Quran. Lord, give me success in order to continue this chapter, inshallah, with the next. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Allahumma.